Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Parshas Vayishlach. It's the second Aliyah. It's Shani. Let's go. Vayelan Shem Balayla Hahu, and he slept there that night. Vekach min haba viado mincha la'esav achiv. Rashi has a lot to say about what he's taking, what he's doing with it. He's taking what's handy. He's taking stones, precious stones, and he's taking a miser from his possessions, and he's also getting ready to... And he's taking from his possessions and getting ready to give it as a offering to Esav. The next pasuk seems to add on to the previous pasuk. Yizim masayim v'siyashim esrim v'rachelim masayim ve'elim esrim. 200 female goats, 20 male goats, 200 female sheep, and 20 rams. Rashi notes that the reason why we have that many more female animals versus male animals is to tell you about animal husbandry, that you need one male animal for 10 female animals in order to do husbandry and in order to mate them. Gemalim menekos ubenehem shloshim parim arbaim ufarim asara asonos esrim vayarim asara. 30 camels that consist of nursing camels and their children, 40 cows, 20 bulls, 20 female donkeys, and 10 male donkeys. V'yiten biyada avadav eder eder levado v'yomer el avadav ivru lefanai v'revach tasimi ben eder uven eder. And he placed them in the hands of his servants, flock by flock, each flock into itself, and he said to his servants, pass before me and place a space in between each flock and each other flock. Each flock, Rashi says, consists of a different type of animal, and the flocks should be a day before I get there, and then each flock should be separated enough so that when one reaches there, you begin to see the next flock as it's coming, in order to satiate Esav's greed, so that Esav should feel like the gifts just keep coming. Ve'itzav esarishon lemor ki yivgashcha Esav achi u'sheelcha lemor lemiata va'ana selech lemi ela lefanecha. And he commanded the first one, saying, when Esav, my brother, will meet you and asks you, whose are you? And where are you going? And to whom do all of these belong? Rashi says, lemiata, to who do you belong, means who is sending you. Means who are you going to? Who is this gift for? V'yamarta li'avdecha li'yakov minchahi shlucha la'aduni le'esav v'hine gam hu acharenu. And you will say to him, to your servant Yaakov, it is a gift given to my master, to Esav, and behold, he is coming after us. Rashi says, behold, he is coming behind us. It says, well, Yaakov is. Now, Gerarya says, well, wait a minute, why are you telling me this? Of course Yaakov is the one coming behind us. Rather, even though you think that since Yaakov isn't coming immediately behind this first shaliach, maybe that's just another shaliach with other people, he's saying, no, he is coming at the end of this line of gifts. V'yamartam gam hine avdech Yaakov acharenu, ki amar achapro panav v'mincha, and you will say to him, behold, your servant Yaakov is coming behind us, because he said, I will be mechaber, we'll explain what this word means in a moment, before him with this offering, which goes before me, and afterwards I will show my face, and then maybe he will recognize me. Mechaper, Rashi, in his first explanation, says that this will dispel his anger. Second, he says that kapara means kinuach, v'havara, meaning to clean away or to remove something, which is an Aramaic word, Rashi says, and is used many times in the Gemara. He says the truth is that you also find it in the Chumash as well. V'tavor hamincha al panav v'hu lan balayla ha'hu b'machane. And the offerings passed in front of Yaakov, and then he lay down and slept that night in the camp. Rashi also says that alpanav can mean having to do with anger in front, before him, in front of him. Rashi seems to still be bothered by it. So he says, even though Yaakov is upset, and angry and betzara that this is what it has come to, that this is what he has to do. Vayakum balayla hu vaykach es shtei nashav ves shtei shivchosav ves echad asar yaladav vayavor es mavar yavok. And he got up at night and he took his two wives and two servants and the 11 children and he crossed the mighty Yavok River at the Yavok crossing. Rashi says, you have 11 children, but what happened to Dina? Rather, he tried to hide Dina in order that Esav shouldn't want to add her to his harem, and therefore Yaakov was punished for doing this, because Rashi says that if they would have married, then she would have been able to make Esav do tshuva. And instead, she ended up getting in trouble with the children of Shechem. Vaykachim vayivarim es hanachal vayaver es asher lo. And he took them and he helped them to cross the river, and he crossed everything that was his. Rashi says he made himself like a bridge to bring over the animals or any of his other possessions. Vayivaser Yaakov levado vayavek ish imo ad alos hashachar. And Yaakov was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. Vayar ki lo yacholo, vayiga bechaf yerecho, vateka kaf yerech Yaakov beheavko imo. And the man saw that he could not beat him, so he got close to and wrenched the inside of Yaakov's leg while wrestling with him. Rashi's identifying the calf of the leg, which we'll later define as the sciatic nerve, but of a piece of flesh that covers over the top of the leg that looks like the spoon of a pot. And when it says, and he wrenched it, he seems to have dislocated that area and pulling it from its place. Taka means to pull over, to move over. Vayomer shalcheni ki ala hashachar, vayomer lo eshlachacha ki im berech tani. And the man said to him, let me go, because the dawn has risen. And Yaakov said, no, I will not let you go until you give me a blessing. What's the significance of the day breaking, the dawn rising, that this creature, that this person who was wrestling with, needs to sing Shira during the day? And what's this blessing piece, Rashi says? Rashi says that apparently that Yaakov knew that there was some connection of this man to Esav, and he said that you need to admit to me that the brachos that I received from my father are mine, that they do not belong to Esav. Vayomer lav ma shemecha, vayomer Yaakov. And the man said to him, what is your name? And he said, my name is Yaakov. Vayomer lo Yaakov ye'amar od shimcha, ki im Yisrael, ki sarisa im Elokim, v'im anashim v'tuchal. And he said to him, Yaakov will no longer be your name, rather Yisrael, because you have fought with godly beings and with men, and you have prevailed. Rashi says, what does this mean, Yaakov won't be your name? Since the name Yaakov was previously associated with trickery, like Esau says, Akveni pa'amayim, that he tricked me twice. So now we're not talking about that you have anything to do with tricking. That no, your name, that you got this these brachos fair and square, and then you'll be known as Yisrael. And in the end, Hashem will change your name when you come to Beis El. And the Malach said to him, no, let me go. He started to cry. He said, let me go. I'll meet back up with you in Beit El, and I'll tell you. And Yaakov did not want to wait until that long, and therefore, Rashi says, we can move into the next pasuk. Ve'yishal Yaakov v'yomer hagida na shemecha, v'yomer lama ze tishal eshmi, v'yivarech oso sham. And Yaakov asked, saying, tell me, please, your name. And the man, the Malach, said back to him, why are you asking me my name? And he blessed him there. The Malach explains, according to Rashi, that we don't have a set name. It just depends on what our mission is, and that is, well, what our name is, because our name reflects our mission. So that's why are you asking me my name? Thank you for coming along with us for the second Aliyah of the Parsha podcast, the 10-Minute Aliyah.